That's the rule. And like broadcast, you're supposed to always treat the mic like it's on.
Oh, yeah, because you never know.
Mm-hmm. That's how they be catching.
Never know, baby.
I learned from Naked Gun. When he took, remember the first Naked Gun? When he had his mic on, he went to the bathroom. He was peeing and whistling.
Yeah, they say, oh, that movie was, Leslie Nielsen, bro, was so, he one of my favorite comedic actors.
He was brilliant, bro. Yeah,
he was very inspirational from Airplane all the way
so
to Naked Gun.
So funny, bro. Yeah.
What's the movie where he spoofed, what was the,
he was Part like, Due, the one with Charlie Sheen?
No.
My favorite from him is Spy Hard.
Which one are you talking about, Chad?
It's funny.
Yeah, it was like, it was a spoof off of The Fugitive.
I know what you're talking about, bro.
Bro, there's a scene where he's trying to catch this train. He's like running from this train, and the train he goes off into the woods, and the train goes off the tracks, and it's like in the woods, and he's doing like this, and the train does this, and he's going back in the train. I said, yo, y'all are dumb. Why is a train going back and forth in the woods looking for him?
Who's Leslie Nielsen or Will Ferrell?
Leslie Nielsen for me.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Got, I mean, Leslie Nielsen got more hits, bro.
It's too different.
It is very different. Man. Leslie was a spoofer.
Oh, yeah. Will Ferrell don't do
spoofs. Yeah, he was a spoofer. But it was so
But
funny.
It's also different because Will's big antics. It's like, we got to have big stuff has to happen. And Leslie was the opposite. It's the small things. It
bro,
small.
The little tiny little jokes and shit, bro.
The small things will make
so
you die.
So funny,
like,
bro.
Stop. Why is this so funny? And you be giggling, but you be like, I got me weak. Yeah. What? It got me weak.
An Airplane, when they translated Jive, it's like, oh, man, they had the subtitles.
So funny,
let me
man.
Talk to him. Say, brother.
Yeah. I like my
wrong
man like
it
I like
was,
my
It was
coffee.
Called Wrongfully Accused. But, man,
I gotta
that movie's
see that one.
So funny, bro. 98, he was older.
Oh, yeah, I should have seen that.
Even older.
I got to watch that, bro. He's one of my
Yeah, that
favorites.
Was towards the end. A little bit. That was after all the Naked Guns, I think.
Yeah. Who were the writers
but
of those?
The one I'm talking about came out. Spy Hard came out because wasn't it?
I remember Spy Hard.
Weird Al
I forgot
did
who
the
was
opening
in it.
Scene.
Yeah,
he did the opening song.
Hot Shots.
I saw both of those
when he shot him with the chicken.
Yeah, so stupid, bro. You're like, how? You
I
guys...
forgot about that.
The only one I didn't like was what was the one with the cow doing.
Oh, Spy Hard was 96.
What was the one with the cow doing martial arts and jumped in slow motion?
I didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
I forgot what it was called.
That's the only
they started going too far.
It was no, but it wasn't
it was
him.
It was a
though.
Different actor.
It was a different. It was stupid. It was one of those spoofies.
I don't remember.
But I'm glad Goofy Movie is back, bro. The gutter's funny, man.
Oh, speaking of them being back, you know, we're doing.
We saw. Congrats! Scary movie. Yeah, baby. Let me get an audition, baby.
Congrats!
Let me get an audition. When I saw it, that's the first thing I want to say. Be like, listen, man, I don't ask for nothing. I'm not even asking for a part. Just let me audition. If you don't like me,
I told Brody.
Like
I say, man,
bro,
you know what to do.
Yeah, I was like, just let me audition, bro.
He said, you
just
know what to
me.
Do, man.
What's funny is when it got announced, people hit me up like, so you going? I said, hey, man, all I want is an audition. I don't know. I just want an audition. If I kill it, that's fine, man.
I got a bunch of DMs, but it was on the, you know, if you don't know them, it goes into a whole different
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
I happened to check over there, and I was like, oh, shit. Damn, all right.
They write a whole letter to you over there.
Make spoofs great
Dear
again.
Dear Gregory.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That was dope.
Scary Movie's back.
That's yeah, great. I was happy to see that.
So the gutter's funny, huh?
Bro, because, you know, when we was on set, we only saw our parts.
Right.
You know, we was only there for... So I went and saw it. So this is 2 weeks ago.
You went theater?
It. Yeah, me and Keenan went.
Okay.
Because me and Keenan had never seen ourselves on big screen.
Oh, man.
I've never... That was my first...
Hey,
you know,
turn up.
Ever,
yeah.
Right?
Look at DC like, oh, you guys, that's cute. Yeah.
No, I know the villain.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was the first time.
But when we all did it, we went as a group.
Yeah,
like
we
a big ass
group. Yeah,
we were deep.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So it was just me and him, Cotty and Janelle. And we went and saw it, and bro, the opening scene, I'm dying.
Legit
I'm
laughing.
Like, bro, this is funny. And then it just kept getting funny. I think your part was like a little after that.
For real?
And then you see, like, it wasn't that it was just funny. You see the bros. You see, I saw Ron. I saw you. I saw, you know, and we was like, oh, shit. Like,
you have to put a lot of
us
in it.
You put a lot of
bro.
Us in it, bro.
Yeah.
And then, so when I'm watching it, I went into it like, oh, I hope this is funny. And then I was like, bro, this is really funny. And it honestly brought me back to the conversation we'd be having, how black people don't make goofy movies anymore.
Yeah.
Like, just it's just dumb, bro.
And they write them, they just don't buy them.
Yeah, anymore. And man, this, Yasher pulled it off, and it's just, my dad hit me, my brother hit me, like, they was quoting the line. I was like, niggas are quoting the lines already?
Oh,
I said,
real?
Oh, okay.
It's called the Gutter.
The Gutter.
Right?
Yeah.
And they was quoting the lines, and I knew exactly what they was talking about, and I was like, oh, we might have something, because
I'm watching today.
Once people start quoting, you're like, uh-oh, wait a minute.
I need goofy movies to go with my weed. I can't keep watching action movies, Ty.
And I was like, this is actually real. Funny,
so
man.
So for Yasser to put at least 10 people,
bro,
that I know personally in that movie, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy amount of people.
I hope it's the very beginning, bro.
Jesus, Ron Taylor, you, Tony, Brandon.
Real Battle. What is that, 7, 8?
Wait. That's 5 right there. Group is 5. Then Jesus, Rail, Ron Taylor. I saw.
You said Ron G too.
No, Ron G wasn't in it. Ron Taylor was in it.
Ron Taylor, okay.
And then the white comics, I didn't know their names, but Keenan knew them. You know, Keenan came up in that open mic scene. Yeah. So it was a bunch of white comics too he put in there. It was hella people, bro.
That's crazy.
And he was just
that's
like, 10, y'all want in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right. And then Susan, and then bro was killing. You know, Spider-Man was. He was killing, bro.
He was killing?
So fucking funny. what made me happy was that it's dumb.
It's dumb.
It's
silly,
dumb, bro. Like, nigga, why? It was like we were just talking about little shit.
Yeah.
Like, why did he, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. You'd be like, bro, this is stupid. And I was like, it's a good time. And I was like, you know what it gave me a feel of? Like, even how it's out right now, I was like, this could pull a Napoleon Dynamite where like it's under the radar. And it hit later, and then all of a sudden it blow up. You know what I mean?
So like there's another chance they could re-release, right? And go to like
I could see that happening because everybody I know who watched it was like, "Hey man, this shit funny." Like, and we've been, especially in the black, we've been missing like just we don't make enough Hangovers or you know Napoleon, just random ass,
right?
Dumb ass movies. This was just funny.
Hell yeah!
It was just
and Yasser tried that himself, right?
Yasser
and
his brother,
I think, right?
Isaiah
and then they
and
sold it, and they redid it or something like that.
Man, I'm sure they got.
And
it.
Someone
they
picked
got
it up. They gave him a little bud. They gave him a decent budget.
Yeah,
you get Susan Sarandon
and
Paul Reiser.
Right,
it's hard to do, man, because a lot of these comedies people just don't want to pay for. They just want to invest unless you're like a Kevin Hart, right? Unless you're bringing in everybody's trying to do $100 million minimum, and it's just you're not going to get those same silly movies unless you go shoot it yourself.
And even Shameek, what's his name? Shameek Moore.
He's
pretty
so
decent.
Funny,
yeah.
Bro. And like I said, they went and got quick. They went and got, you know, they got people in it. It's fun. Jackie, you know what I mean? Like, it's
fabulous.
No, Jackie O. You know, she was in it.
And then
Kim Fields is in it.
Yeah.
And then, like, because it was people, like I said, I only saw my shoot days. So I didn't know who was all involved.
I think I shot one day.
We shot one day.
Okay.
We shot one day.
How you do it?
And then, so I knew I was, I ain't gonna say that, but there was a part where I was like, did I make the cut? I was like, did I make it?
Did Yasser direct it?
Yeah.
Nice.
But Yasser had already told me, he's like, nah, you in it. But I'm watching, I was like, where I'm at? Because I don't.
My family's here.
I don't see me. And then I was like, all right, man.
As soon as I finished my scene, I was like, this shit ain't making it in there. Yeah. As soon as I left, I was like, thank you, sir. I appreciate the check,
too.
Baby.
It was funny. Your scene came up, we was like, DC. But I couldn't. Every time I tried to take a picture of somebody, I fumbled. Every time. Every single time. I was high.
It felt different seeing yourself when that. I remember, man, when I saw A Haunted House, that was just crazy.
Yeah. You know what's funny about your scene at Haunted House? You look like, oh wow, I'm in a movie in Haunted House.
I was like, this is crazy, man. That's how I was. Like, this is crazy.
Is he watching himself? I'm amazed watching myself be amazed.
It didn't feel real being on set when it was like action. I just, oh shit, this is crazy.
Because he didn't look like the thug cousin at all. He didn't look like he was there about that action. Mm-hmm, he was just like, I'm happy to be here.
I'm just thinking, stay close to who they filming.
So how many have you done? You did?
That's like 4.
All Marlon projects?
Yeah, I did. Haunted House 1, Blackish. No.
50 Shades of Black.
50 Shades
That's
of Black.
That's the one I didn't see.
Haunted House 2.
Saw that.
And then Gutter. So 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see 50 Shades of Black.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't see.
You didn't do that other one that the Ivy worked on? You weren't in there?
Naked?
No.
No, that was Sextuplets.
No, sextuplets. Not Sextuplets. The other one.
The other one.
House, the hunt, the Halloween one.
Oh,
yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, that's a really, that's one Ivy worked on. Yeah, that's a really good,
I heard that's really good.
Yeah, kids love it. They love it. Yeah. They love that and Sextuplets when it comes to,
it popped up.
My kids like the fat character in that one.
It came back up in top 10 on Netflix.
It did.
Yeah, that Halloween one was hitting,
Halloween
bro.
For you.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be telling people, man. You got to make a season movie, bro. You make a Christmas movie. You make something, Valentine's,
coming back
something
every year,
stupid.
Baby.
Man, a Christmas story is on all the
every
time.
Year.
From Thanksgiving
every
to Christmas.
Year, right. So, nah. But I like, now that we're talking about it, it's funny because I went down to CBS to see, you know, Papa's House. And, you know, your family there, everybody there. Saying what's up to everybody. And it's so different. I was laughing. It's so different walking on a set now versus, you know, I didn't know y'all for so long now. I was just like, oh, what up, everybody? You know, blah, blah. So I'm talking to your brother. I'm talking to G. And they had brought up the Chris Rock and Tony Rock interview. Mm-hmm. Tony Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, so.
He's supposed to be in one of the movies.
Yeah. And so D. Nelly had his opinion on it. You know, Mike had his opinion. Your brother had their opinion. So we're talking. And, it was interesting because I was like, "Well, gee, you know."
I'm sorry. What's the combo? I don't know the interview.
Oh, well.
So who was it? Ari Spears asked Tony Rock, "Why doesn't Chris Rock just why doesn't he put him on more? You know what I mean? Like in more of the movies. Like he feels that Chris Rock should have Tony Rock more on."
Okay.
And Tony Rock answered it. I forgot how he answered it.
He said, you know, like he said, I don't ask my brother for much. The five times I asked him, he said no, whatever. But I guess when it came to...
You said the five times I've asked him?
Yeah. He said, I've only asked my brother for five things. He said no every time. He said this in the Kevin Hart, him, Dave Chappelle thing. And so he don't ask. So
he was in there.
Yeah. He opened the show. But he said when he did Top Five, all the comedians was there. Mm-hmm. You know, senior. This is his version, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, my brother called me. I didn't ask. He called me. Hey, I got his part for you. All right, bet. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on the road right now, but whenever you let me know. And he said, then he started getting calls like, hey, where you at? He's like, we shooting. Like, what? I never got a call, whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, he got another call from somebody else. Like, where you at? We shooting. And then next thing you know, the movie. Mm-hmm. He got a call. Come to the rap party.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And so, you know, people are split. And so I asked G, I said, well, you know, your family, you know, y'all close. You know, y'all do everything. So we had a conversation about nepotism. And G was like, bro, people think nepotism means you just get handed shit. Mm-hmm. And it's not. He was like, I've been in seven of my uncle's movies, but I had to be on his ass about, like, if he say, I got a part for you, that nigga's busy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just wait around. I hit him up. Hey, when are we shooting? When are we, you know, I'm proactive.
Yep.
And then I guess he was saying that Tony waited around for Chris to just call him. And he was like, no, he should have been hitting him. Hey, bro, when we doing this? You know, when we doing the movie? So G's perspective was, just because it's family or whatever, you still got to remind. Chris Rock is busy as fuck.
He was directing that as well.
Yeah. So you still got to hit them up because, you know, people just say stuff. You got to hit them up to remind them, hey, are we still doing this? You know, yada, yada, yada. D. Nelly was like, but if somebody calls you and said, I got something for you, you're thinking, I don't need to follow up because you hit me. I didn't hit you, you know? And G was still like, nah, you still gotta follow up and you gotta do the work, you know, to, like, I remember Damon told me, how many times y'all made him audition for Dance Flick?
That was a close running though. He was killing it. He came in probably about six, seven times.
Yeah, he told me it was about seven times.
Came in,
So he was like, just because it's your family doesn't mean you don't steal. And then Mike was saying, you know, because he writing on Papa's House, he's like, I still had to submit my scripts to CBS. I still had it. So people think, when it comes to, you know, somebody, then that's just it.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, bro, you got to still follow up. You still got to have your shit in order. Because I told Damon, I was like, yo, you know, next year I'm really going to get on my writing and acting stuff. Because when I come, I know enough people now to ask for a small favor. But when I come, I want to be ready with my shit.
Right.
Like, hey, man, could I possibly, here's what I can do. If you say no, fine. But I want to just come and be like, give me something.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, we all know a bunch of people. Like, you can't just be like, give me something. Mm-hmm. And it's, so that was a conversation we had. So I just wanted to get your opinion on, especially Craig, like, you know, how I work with people you know. Like, now with whatchamacallit coming out.
Oh, these niggas giving me a part.
with y'all taking back over
I'm
the scary movie.
Nigga.
But with Papa's House, I'm not on it because I didn't follow up.
Right.
they just like, oh, he's off doing, because initially Junior was like, I want you on this. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I just went back off because I was like, I'm not going to keep calling them and all that.
Yeah.
Because I know people are calling them. So I was like, when it happens, it happens. So when it started happening, I heard they were shooting in the same way. And I was like, what? And then when I hit him, he's like, I thought you was on the road with Marlon. I was like, I am, but I lead this shit.
You ain't going to goddamn.
So you agree with G?
Yeah. You have to, because they really do get busy.
Yeah.
And there's so many other things to think about. I'm focused on getting the show done.
Right.
Yeah, it would be great to have you there.
He's producing and all that on that
producing,
one, right?
Yeah. And they're in the writer's room heavy.
Yeah.
So they're busy.
Right.
So yeah, you do have to remind them. So I had to pop up on set. And
be like, So are y'all already getting bombarded with the Scary Movie shit?
Yeah, since day one.
Yeah.
Niggas hit me. DC put me. I said, I can't do nothing.
People ask me, I'll be perfect to star in it. I was like,
we
ain't even got a script yet. We got a part. Not yet. We still have to write a whole family of stars.
Right.
A whole family.
But you still got to write it and see who fits with what. And,
Yeah. And a lot of times when we write something, we'll be like, oh, this would be perfect for them. Whether we've seen them perform a certain way in their act or something, we'll be like, oh, this fits here.
Yeah, they can do that.
I will say this. The stuff that I hear Craig and Marlon talking about now is going to be next level funny.
Yeah.
I'll be cracking up now. I can't wait to see the goddamn finish.
I just want an audition, baby. Just
we'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
DC going to be right behind him like a haunted house. Just right behind him. I just want to just let me wet my beak, baby.
DC's like, you know, it'd be crazy if Shorty had a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What if we had a broad shoulders group, right?
Shoulder nigga.
And they was friends and they had broad shoulders.
Write myself in this shit.
Every movie needs a short round.
I never had a speaking line in a movie. Let me
talk, baby.
I can do that. I can do a good A.
Let me talk, baby.
I'm good at an A. Ken,
you talk again. We got to get you out of here. We don't have you budgeted for a speaking line.
You're just supposed to cross. You're crossing and keep saying, so, A.
Put your shirt back on, please. I'm trying
50 Shades of Black. He gave me, and we had speaking parts. Me, Sydney, G. We was all in the same scene.
Yeah, just let me get in. You know what I mean?
But that's why it's also good to be around sets, because sometimes, like, oh, we're shooting this today. You want to get in?
Yeah.
Being on set, man, that is the clutch move. Yeah. Being around.
Being around at the right stuff, though. I was just talking to G King about this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Just with being on the road doing stand up versus hanging out in LA.
Yeah.
I said, hanging out is like anything else you do in life. If you don't do it right, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Just hanging out anywhere, you're just another nigga at the comedy club or whatever, you know. But if you're hanging out strategically somewhere, you might, then that's different. But
Crumb Mike,
some people be like, you know, I need to be in LA to be seen. And that's true, but not anywhere in LA. Now you're just wasting. Go get that money, bro. Go LA expensive.
Money.
You know what I mean? Go get your money.
Hanging out at restaurants ain't gonna help.
Yeah, them. Or hanging out you at, you know, some comedy club and on a night you not finna get up, you know, like.
It's also always be personable, because Low Down Dirty Shame, Keenan put Wayman's boyfriend in there, and the way he got that role is he used to come and do characters when we went to eat at Kate Manolini. Every time he'd come as a chef, he'd have a whole different character. So King was like, I'm going to put you in something.
Yeah.
And he ended up
I don't remember Wayman's boyfriend. It was a white dude?
No. White dude,
okay. It's coming to me. Yeah.
That's great.
That's dope. Yeah, so being around matters, but being around when it matters. And like you said, being personal, doing it right. Some people be around and you're annoying. Mm-hmm. I ain't putting that nigga in shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of annoying. Bro, I be at the Laugh Factory, bro. I be like, you niggas. Like, you ever be, even when I come where y'all at and meet some of these actors or whatever, you meet people, you be like, this is why you're where you're at. Like, there's usually, like, people who not out here love to talk about, you know, Illuminati's and Diddy Freak Off and all the bullshit, right? But in real life, most people whose careers who didn't take off, it's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet them and when you're around them enough, you're like, oh, This is why it didn't happen for you.
You did this.
It had nothing to do with you selling your soul or whatever. You are annoying or you're a fuck up. And it's just, that's the part that people just don't want to admit.
Or you can't read or can't learn your line.
I ain't going to say who it was. When I was on set with somebody, I was like, God damn, dude.
When I've been on set with multiple.
Jesus.
Take popular.
Man.
Very popular people cannot read.
And a lot of the movies.
Not being able to read is crazy work.
Crazy.
A lot of the movies now, you have, and the TV shows, you have a select number of takes you can do. Because they have so much to shoot in a short amount of time.
Just move on and take the best take we can because you are a fuck up. And then, like, I've been around so many people, I'm like, oh, like, because you know, you see people like they're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they? And then you get there, you be like, this is why. And then the worst be the people who not even on yet, who yapping and blah, blah. You ain't gonna go nowhere. Yeah, you don't know how to shut the fuck up, bro. Just be quiet.
3 minutes of shooting at a time. So your memory doesn't have to be, I have to know the whole script.
Yeah. That's a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, that's why I like being
That's
around.
What it breaks down to? Only 3 minutes of shooting?
Pretty much each scene.
I would say, yeah, it depends, but per scene, it ain't long. Like that little, that's,
you think about it, yeah.
Because then there's going to be another camera angle.
Yeah.
So even if it's the same place, right? All right, now let's go get it this way. Same line.
It's the same line, yeah. Same, it's a different angle.
And then they got to go take time to go say, all right, next, then we're going to go set up somewhere else. And it's like, it's not, that's why there's so much downtime. It's like, it's when the people aren't doing the work. You know who's doing the work.
Yeah.
You know when people are doing the work. You can always tell within minutes, seconds, who's done the work.
Yeah. And most of it is you get to practice and you're wide and then it goes to close up. So after you do it 5 times in the wide, you should know it
right, for
your close up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cause you're gonna do a dry rehearsal anyways.
Yeah. So you have your table read.
Different case.
Then,
though.
But I'm just saying all the times you have to learn your lines. You have your table read.
What you can do by yourself.
Then
first.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Then your first shoot. Then your close up. Then if we continuity. Then like it's so many times to get it right.
On TV, it gets a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I said the table read don't mean a whole lot.
That whole shit could change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overnight.
On the table read?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've seen changes when we're in rehearsal. Like, we've been in on set. While shooting, like, shit don't work because X, Y, Z. Whatever it is. Like, you gotta, you know, some shit don't work.
Scratch
but,
it.
Yeah, but then you see people who are monsters, man. Like, one of the best people, he'll never get the love and respect that he deserves, but Omar Gooding, bro, was so amazing to watch. How
he's a great actor.
Dude, he turns amazing.
It on, bro. Oh, bro. He did Kati Show.
Dog, we saw, we would give him a whole change.
Levels, huh?
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
like, it was amazing. This way he go, oh, okay. Nail it. Then I remember we were giving him punch-ups on a scene we changed. Three different ones. Nail. I was like, this dude's a machine. Like,
oh, wow.
Doing his whole life, though, right? But
you got to, yeah, he does go
he
back.
From Nickelodeon
goes,
to Baby
he goes
Boy.
Back to, yeah.
He's been doing this since he was a kid.
He's more Baby Boy than Nickelodeon. He's more of that nigga than
Nickelodeon. Yeah, but I mean, he went from that.
Yeah.
It's been ongoing. Yeah. He showed.
Ghost Dad.
That's why he'll always work, dog.
He was in Ghost Dad?
Yeah, remember he was the kid that passed out.
He was a boyfriend.
Remember he was the kid that every time he came from, he passed out? That's my favorite part of the movie. Every time he
was great, bro. I was just like, man, you just see it. And I mean, you just see it, bro. Like, these cats are, you see who has it. Breesha is a monster.
Yeah,
Breesha's a monster.
I go, you can get Breesha anything, got it. You're just like, some people, man, are just incredibly talented and they'll always work.
Essence is a monster.
Essence be working.
Essence.
Somebody, I saw working. Somebody online the other day said, if there's a black project coming out, Essence gonna be it.
If it's on TV for damn sure.
If it's
sure.
on TV, it's a black project.
Essence. What's dope about Essence, too, is she's really nice even outside of what she does. Like, just super sweet and kind and personable.
That was the first time I met her.
Yeah, this she's week. Really nice, bro. Yeah.
Good. You love to hear it.
Really
Tisha,
kind.
It takes a lot to be
another monster
on the other side of someone that dominates the camera so much.
Yeah.
And still stand out.
Yeah. Tashina, she in that realm.
Tashina be killing, yeah.
Monsters, bro. But you just, and they've all been working since they were kids.
Yeah.
Shit. Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. Childhood stars.
Very seasoned. Regina King, seasoned.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah. She's a kid. Yeah.
Is there any child actor this horrible now?
<I think.
laughs> Yeah.
The only person I thought who sucked was Ralph Macchio. When he does, what is it?
He wasn't good then.
He was cool. He was cool then.
I couldn't tell back then if you were good or not.
No, wait, Karate Kid was solid. And then what was the other one? The court movie.
Oh, My Cousin Vinny.
The solid.
He was good in My Cousin Vinny. You're right. He's bad now. Yeah.
He's bad.
You want to know somebody that was good then and then bad now.
Yeah, I just want to know a child. No, I want to know a child actor that's came up as from a child actor, but they're just still not good. They're bad.
He kind of... he had the chops as a child. Mm-hmm. And when he got older, he was just like, I know why you have me here. Fuck you. Let's do these lines.
Yeah, he was abused.
Yeah, he was. He was tormented.
I need this check.
Whenever someone goes to your job and steals something just so you could chase them and make a recording.
Bro, I remember when I saw him, my mom was like, poor Gary.
Bro,
when he was working at the mall.
Me and all my friends got in the car and drove up there. They're like, someone was like, you know, Gary Coleman's doing security at Fox Hills.
He looks so irritated. She's like, why don't they leave him alone?
He looks so irritated. He ain't have to do that.
He probably had to, DC.
No, yeah. I'm saying there's other jobs.
He would have got recognized anywhere, though, bro.
You think security was the first job he went to?
There's not so much traffic.
Yeah.
When we had him on other places, you can go. There's not that much traffic.
The mall
bro.
Has a lot of traffic, bro. At a kiosk?
Right, bro.
That's like in a store. At a kiosk, everybody see you, bro.
That wasn't his only job.
Librarian. You could be the librarian.
He can't reach the books, man.
Bro.
What was he supposed to do?
You go where ain't no... He went to the worst place.
Fox Hills. You know how popular Fox Hills are? That's a popular one. Beverly Center. Like,
he probably did it for somebody hiring him.
They're mentioned in songs.
Right, bro. That's too much foot traffic, bro.
He probably
he
did
worked
this
at a
somebody.
Sandwich
go
shop.
Go work at the airport.
Then.
He went to the sandwich shop.
He was working there when he did.
But people got
to
eat every day. Petco's a good one.
Petco.
People don't go in there like that,
right?
You got to go somewhere. Where it's like, hey man, listen, I'm just trying to lay low and work, keep my head down.
Put me at Foot Locker.
Trader
right
Joe's. Look at Jeffrey. Trader Joe's. That's less foot work than the mall.
He's on Papa's house now.
Yeah, he's working out.
Exactly.
Killing. Met him for the first time.
Yeah. The mall is nuts.
That's the best thing to happen to him.
A mall in the 90s, 2000s. Too,
yes,
when people
crazy
was going
to the mall heavy,
bro. In LA,
he had other options, bro.
At Fox Hills,
think
bro,
about that.
Next to the Magic Johnson Theater and a Fat Burger, man.
Cracking over there.
It's cracking.
Yeah, that's a hot spot.
I used to go up there just to go up there.
It's cracking
bro
over there.
That's too much.
Gary Coleman's supposed to be anywhere but there.
That's too much, man. I'd be laughing at when we have conversations like this too, like. For people who don't live here, that'd be like, that's all always heard about this stuff, but mm-hmm never like bro been around it. You know what I mean? But this shit,
it's humbling. You could be on a hit show, then, like I said, working at a department store.
When I was working, I was working at Le Pain Quotidien.
What's that?
Still
that
doing comedy.
That?
Exactly. it's like a bakery slash where they serve coffee, but I was working in Brentwood. I saw nobody.
Yeah.
I was strategic.
Roadrunner Sports.
Yeah.
And then Santa Monica.
Bro.
Nobody knew I was working there. I mean, I quit. I had to quit.
Yeah.
But only person I met in there was Reggie Miller.
For real?
Reggie came in there to buy some running shoes.
Somebody bigger than you anyway.
Yeah. Right. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I was like, and stand out. You see niggas 6'7". You're like, oh,
I saw
man
all you niggas at the flyway. Let me take your bag, sir. I had to call you sir while you're there.
As we going on a road to work.
Let me take your bag, sir.
In your defense, though, the flyaway became more popping when y'all told everybody about it. I knew nothing about it.
Yeah, you was broadcasting.
Yeah.
You don't need to go there. That's how you get to
that's
there.
You
should have told
airport
no one.
I had that spot cracking, bro.
Yeah, it was hella people though coming through there. Yeah. I would see everybody.
But Chad was getting other people jobs there.
I never once felt embarrassed by anyone who came there. Also, man, they paid me very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I know I'm making more than some people going on the road.
You know what's crazy though? But you did it in Gary's case, he was famous and then had to do it. We all worked.
We were all coming
up,
up
so
still.
Like,
yeah.
But imagine Chaz and wrote 3 movies, been in a couple, blah blah, and then back at the flyaway.
And I would still do it. My back couldn't handle it now, but but if I had to go work a job, because that's just this.
I mean,
business,
we're gonna do it.
I think you would find something more obscure though. You're not going to the flyaway.
I don't know if I could do it.
I would take
if
whoever...
one of y'all niggas gave me a cheap tip after I'd have lifted your bags on the plane. I'd be like, this. Delete out my phone.
I want to have
I'm
a
breaking
feeling
you
off. I'm with DC. I'm not going to the
appreciate
Fox Hills.
I'm not
the
going
90s,
to
that's
the,
too much
bro,
at a kiosk.
Right.
You can't even hide in the back at a Kia. You just out in the open.
He was security.
There's nowhere
he,
to hide.
He had to be out.
Yeah, he had to be
looking for people,
securing shit.
People were stealing stuff on purpose.
Bro, imagine how desperate you gotta be. How many times he goes somewhere and was like, Gary, come and get your ass out of here. How many people just rolled him off?
I think Petco would have took him.
Petco would have took him.
Because, you know, animals like little people, too.
They probably tried to kept humping them with them big-ass dogs.
little zoo or something.
They feel,
you go get
nah, you can't go to the zoo.
Why not?
They're going to throw you in the cage.
They're eat them.
And then you're a spectacle, bro.
Yeah, you're a spectacle at the zoo. You can't do that.
You know what I mean?
It's not the mall.
Not the mall. Not in LA. Not a mall in LA.
Not in security, though. Imagine
not in security.
Hey, can you keep it moving?
the light. Hey, he's like, it's not the picture era, too. This is before so.
Oh, there'd have been phones out, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. I just saw the. It was a picture of him working there. With the
speed up. I forgot where I saw it. But then when we went in, we was in there. That was me and my mom.
So you really saw Gary Coleman?
Yeah, I saw him. And my mom was like, I'll never forget it. My mom was like, why don't they leave Gary alone? Like, I'll never forget that.
When the first person seen him up there, they start texting people like, yo, Gary Coleman.
I'll never forget it because my mom really felt bad and he looked pissed.
Bro.
He looked irritated. He looked like, I don't want to fucking be here.
Because he's still famous. You recognize him.
He's still famous.
You're like, oh, shit.
And my life was stolen from me.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be something different. Now I'm a joke.
His parents stole his money, bro.
Now I'm a joke. I was respected once.
Right.
He should have went Menendez on his parents. That would have been fair game.
Then he could have played himself in the movie.
Yeah, that would have been fair game.
He tried to take him to court and lost. That's crazy.
Cold. Yeah. That's cold, man.
Because they made like bad investments on his behalf or something like that.
They still had the big house, but it was their house off his money.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I wish? This is what I wish happens. I see a lot of kid actors, you know? And even with the older actors, Tyler Perry did this well, but he would always make sure these old black actors are working. You know, Jesus, we are working, bro. This is crazy.
I'm so sorry.
This is crazy,
I'm
dog.
So sorry.
This is your first day?
Kicked off. See? You going to give him
a I told you.
No, that's an emergency. That's, that's the one person I
would never do that on set. I would never. My phone would be in my dressing room.
That's the emergency.
I don't even need a dressing room. I'll sleep in my car.
Then he's going to leave.
Then he's leaving.
He's
going to
make it seem like it's really important.
Never do that. I would never do that.
Hey, I got to pretend this is an important call now. If you're like me and you're hitting the middle ages, 39, sometimes you need a little oomph. You need a little oomph to get that oomph in there, if you know what I mean. It happens. It happens to the best of us. And when it happens to me, you know what I do? I do a Blue Chew. That's right. They say first impressions are important. But what about lasting impressions? That's where Blue Chew comes in. So you guys get it. Blue Chew helps give me longer lasting and stronger erections so you can perform at your very best. What's better than a longer, better erection? Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but a fraction of the cost in chewable form. Save money for more boners, baby. That's what we're talking about over here. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of your licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in U.S. and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctors. Yeah. Hey, is anybody here wearing hoodies trying to still keep the mask on? Well, we know what you're here for. It doesn't work, does it? There's no awkward conversations. And that's got to suck to go there. And the nurse is looking at you, and you're like, yeah, I'm here for, can I just see the doctor? Get your goddamn hands off me. You take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. I'll be ready whenever the opportunity arises. So do yourself a favor, man. When it's time to get in the mood, chew it and do it. Don't be the one out there holding it by the hand, being like, hold on. It was working earlier. Give me some more time. Let me go to the bathroom real quick. Where's my pump? You don't need all that with Blue Chew. Blue Chew wants you to have the confidence to perform at your best. So discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for all the listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. When you use our promo code ISSUES at a checkout, just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ISSUES to receive a first month free. That's a whole month of pumped up boners, baby. Okay? BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Blue Chew.
I would never do that.
That's what they were talking about.
And I didn't get to do, you know, the HBO. So,
yeah,
you know, Marlon did say if you do another one. He got me, but
I think we're gonna get another one up and going soon.
He's like, I got you. He's like, you know, I don't lie to you.
I was like, no, he keep his word.
He do. I will always be grateful and thankful for y'all family.
For sure.
For our day. Big Damon, when I saw him, he was like, so how's the stand up going? I was like, he remembers me. Stand up going. I was like, yes, finally.
Like, I know you follow me.
Yeah. And then I see your aunt, but I only had met her at the wedding. So this is the only second time I've seen her. Yeah.
I met her.
Super sweet as usual.
She was so sweet.
And then Sean looked at me like, I have no idea who this is.
Really?
At first.
Oh.
Like, he waited all the way for me to come, like, close to him. Because I'm dapping everybody up as I come in. Like, I see G, I see Nelly, I see. And then Sean was sitting there just looking. And, like, I had to get, like, this close. What's up, man? And then, but you know Sean.
He dark ass sunglasses.
No, he didn't have them on. But even when it's time for break for lunch, you know, he walk by. You know, Sean.
Yeah, Sean be chilling, bro.
Yeah, he be doing his thing.
I don't like the disrespect he was catching from Aries Spears, bro.
Well, they talked about that on set.
Too. Oh, that was crazy.
Aries Spears disrespecting him.
Sean, Aries, man, that's some wild.
Aries, you know, he be off.
And like, dude is extremely talented.
We had him on one of our shows as a cast. When we did the Underground, we brought Aries over.
Yeah.
So sometimes when he says stuff, it's like, are you serious right now, bro?
It's unnecessary. Like,
just keep quiet, move over, because everybody else that you're kissing ass to has never thought about you for a project.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it, Sean don't bother nobody.
Nobody.
He don't bother a goddamn soul. He minds his business. He chills, sit in the pocket. Like, chill, bro.
Yeah, they briefly touched on that on set, but I was like
chill.
I was like, it's not my. I understand why y'all more. It's your family. I was like, all right.
Nah, bro. Unless you seen Sean do stand up, because not gonna lie, I was very surprised. I said, oh, Sean, funny dog. I was like, oh shit. You know, I thought he was gonna go up and just talk.
He wasn't even really talking about. He was just talking about he wearing shades inside.
Yeah, dog. No, he did. He did talk some shit because he said, your arrogance got to match your talent.
Yeah, he said you're the least talented one in the family. You shouldn't be something like that.
And look at that nigga's success.
Well, Sean created all of our major vehicles that we've done. From Wayans Brothers to Scary Movie to White Chicks.
Yeah, because mom talked about it on stage. Sean was like, move, nigga, let me do this.
White Chicks was Sean's idea, Marlon, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Little Man, all that's from Sean. So to say that is crazy.
Yeah.
It's him not knowing.
I mean, you know, but it's also, like you said, you meet these people, and you're like, this is why.
Sean's also been doing stand-up over 30 years.
Right.
He started with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock. Those are all his class.
Yeah.
What a class.
I mean, you just got to let people, you know, talk. Let them talk, and then I'm to the point now where every time somebody do something like that, or, you know, like we said, we were talking about earlier, somebody mess up, I'd just be like, me and Cotty be like, all right, we're one step closer. Somebody just moved out the way and let me get in. You fuck it up, I ain't. Let me get in where I fit in.
The only time you seen Aries, only time you see him is on Vlad. You don't see him on no TV show, no movie.
People ain't fucking with Vlad no more like that.
They shouldn't. Man. Marlon played that.
Touche, Amir.
He played that. I mean, Marlon.
God. It was funny the whole time it was going
he
on.
He played that. Played him like a fiddle.
Because everybody keeps asking about it. He's like, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, because I'm talking to Marlon. It's like,
DC was instigating. Oh, I was like, don't respond, Marlon. It's not worth it.
I said, Marlon, let this nigga have it. I said, they always messing with us, bro. Let him have it, Marlon.
I love how DC just keeps it. Hey, bro.
Craig was being there. Craig was like,
come on. Don't give him any attention. You're just going to bring your audience over to him for the people who don't know who Vlad is.
I'm like, nah, man, give him what he want, Craig. It's
like, sometimes you got to pop out with something. I was like, DC, goddamn it. Now we walk through the airport, people just scream out, fuck Vlad.
I mean.
Let that nigga have it,
that tracks, though. That tracks. Even in our circle, shit be happening. I'll be like, me and Chaz are usually like, hey, man, why don't we just... They'd be like, nah, nigga.
Oh, that definitely tracks.
Nah, nigga, turn up.
That definitely tracks. Well,
you know, look at it from this angle. Maybe no.
Craig was definitely us.
Fuck that.
You gotta get that word. Marlon was not going to say. He was trying not to say nothing. He was letting it slide for weeks.
DC was pulling the interview back up. Listen to him.
Listen to this shit.
Oh, he got Aries on it.
Yeah, too many people, bro. Yeah. He asking for it, bro.
You're hilarious.
Because it was a private combo.
Yeah. The whole thing was private. It could have stayed private.
It wasn't even a convo between... And then when it became a convo between them, then Vlad was like, I'm going to ask other people.
I believe you.
I'm going to go do this. He's showing
he's asking
now.
For it.
Yeah. Because I knew once I got Marlon going... When I got him going, bro.
You know, once Marlon started,
he was in his phone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, look what I told him right
here. Did you see what I told him?
He had his wingman.
He wasn't stopping.
We're heading to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see what he said? Like,
this nigga DC. I'm not gonna let you do that to me, bro. When we pop and somebody and niggas gonna say Chaz, what you think, man?
It depends on the situation.
Now Chaz is like, no, fuck that. I'm like, all right, then we going.
I have a line. You know what I mean? So if you cross the line,
I was the voice of reason. He is the voice of the street.
Craig was definitely the voice of reason.
Craig
was telling the truth. I was like, man.
Most of the time, bro, you got it like such a pacifist, because I already know once we go here, we're here, right? Yeah. So I go like, man, niggas don't affect my day. If you affect my day-to-day, it's a problem.
If
you affect my day-to-day, if I go somewhere, someone's like, why are you blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, nigga, now we're disrupting my peace. Mm-hmm. Now I got to end this.
And DC knows Marlon likes going back and forth. Like, what did he say? Like, leave it alone. Nobody even know who he is.
He's on his phone for 3 hours. I didn't know what he was doing. That's why I forgot about it. I forgot about it, bro.
You're so proud of yourself. He was... Goddamn devil on his shoulder.
Look what he said. Look what I did right here. He was like, oh, that's a good one. Like, that's a good one right there. Like, that's going to sting, man. And then Vlad apologized.
He didn't.
He apologized.
Sometimes. I mean, I get
it. By that time, Marlon was like, nope.
Yeah.
After everybody told him he was wrong, mm-hmm. Tony Yayo was the key last one.
I'll be thinking about, because I'm the type of person that plays out. I'm trying to be prepared.
For when it happens to you?
For everything. Yeah, for when it happens, right? And so I play out scenarios. I play out interviews in my head. I play like all kind of shit in my head all the time, because I know shit happens.
Yeah.
And so when I think about situations like that, I'm like, who would be the... I know Cotty would probably be... It depends. She like Chaz. There's a line and then she goes fucking...
You know me,
Ape shit. I was like, DC's going to be like, rile him up. Tony going to be like, get him.
Get him.
Keenan could be back and forth. Lou going to be like, no, fuck that shit, man. So I was like, I don't know who... I don't know who's going to be the calming.
It just depends on the situation.
No, I don't know. Right. I remember y'all held me back from Lou.
Well, that was different,
no,
bro.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
Oh, in here?
That was different.
No, not here.
Oh, in
here, nothing to stop.
What about
that?
We trying to choke in smoke backyard? Yeah. Oh, that was different.
Wait, wait. Here's the multiple differences.
That was not different. That would have been fair.
No, it's not. Here's the multiple differences. Difference was that
it was work related.
You could affect his work, his money.
It was hilarious, though, nigga.
Don't get me wrong.
So funny.
It wouldn't. I'm gonna tell you when we get off.
It was so funny.
On here, you silenced
like two. I was dying. It was hella funny.
The relationship is different between you and Lou and Vlad and Marlon. They're different.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. You be shooting your own boy in the back. Like, it's different.
You're 100% right.
Now, had he just been a dude.
Yeah. Oh, he was just
let
a dude.
Him have it.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have been the first one. Yeah. He was just a dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck it.
Touché.
I don't care about just the dude.
Yeah, but just people we know and care about love. Yeah.
I go, I'm calmer. In the fam zone.
I'm calmer in relationships and... Depending on the severity. I was like, does that, like Chad said, does that affect your day-to-day? If it don't affect your day-to-day, who give a shit? But if it's just some tit for tat, I'm usually going to be like, let it go.
I used to look through the comments for somebody to say something wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
On all my family's pages, just be like, oh, I'm going to go in.
I'd be like, nah, it don't.
What's hard about y'all, it's so many of y'all, bro, like that people can come at. You know what I mean?
But it's also, they got a whole army to defend.
I remember that battle.
What battle?
The Wayans and Wayans versus Kevin Hart and them on Twitter.
Oh,
y'all remember that?
I remember those days. Those were fun times, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those were fun times.
We had to delete all that shit.
Yeah.
I remember because I used to be like, you remember everybody would do follow Fridays and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I used to be happy somebody tagged me. Because I wasn't, like, I had just started. I was like, oh, I got tagged. Yeah. And then.
The roast battles were last.
The roast
hours!
Battles I would watch. You know what I mean? I remember Michael Blackson and Marlon went out for hella long, like Kevin Hart. And then when I saw people started getting in trouble, I was like, you know what? Let me go back.
People thought that it was just random. We used to call each other and say, oh, we going to get on it at this time. And it used to just be fun.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I
I remember going at Foo and Tony, man, it was mad fun times, bro. But
I just ran into Mitch.
Oh, where's
on Sunday. I hadn't seen him in hell long.
He's doing stand up.
Yeah, he got a room. He got a room in.
Well, I ran into him. He was at the restaurant we was eating at.
For those who don't know, Mitch Marchand, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Had a brief stint with us on Daddy
Issues.
A hot nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Days.
He was like, "What you? What you doing
Tony
here?"
Tony fired him.
I think he walked away, didn't he? We were kinda, I think we walked away.
Mitch walked away.
Tony
and Kia just said, "You three."
That's not what happened.
He had already left.
No, he was there.
No, Mitch already left.
Mitch never came here. All
right, from my end, I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
From my end, me and Tony was like, all right. We were kind of like, eh, right? And we were like, I want to change direction because it wasn't like the energy was just whatever, right? Yeah. So I said, what if we bring the hot nothing people over there? Because that seemed like it's kind of whatever. So if we merge, I think it'll hit. And then he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Because where we were at, we were just kind of like, we were at Ron G's house. And I was just like, you still want to do this? Are you still? He was like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we brought up that. We both got energized. So okay. He was like, let's do that. So that's how that came. I didn't know who was kicked out, whatever.
Like, Keon fired me.
I never talked to him.
I got the text.
I said, and Tony talked to him.
Mitch was like, hey, Mitch, you coming in tomorrow? He's like, coming in where?
Craig. I was like, sorry, man.
Craig, what? No, I had
you got the
I
good news. No, what good no. news?
We back, baby.
No, yeah, which yeah. name was already? Because we were with a hot nothing. We were kind of struggling. We were at Craig's
house. Yeah, y'all wasn't doing it consistently.
Mitch was like,
the spots kept moving.
Yeah, Mitch was like, I'm gonna get my own thing going. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be more consistent. He got one going with this girl. We just like, all right, well,
yeah, he did get one.
Yeah,
like, it was kind of like a new addition thing. We was like, why don't we bring in?
Yeah,
you know I mean,
yeah. So he kind of so when
CBD,
right?
And then
yeah, but they brought all them over. They didn't leave Mitch out.
Yeah, we didn't leave. when y'all hit us, it was just like, well, Mitch ain't with us anyway, so I'm on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we
do it with Keon over Mitch.
Let's do it.
Let's go, guys.
You replace Mitch.
I'm John. I had my cowboy boots on. I was minding my business. But I seen him on Sunday. I was like, man, I ain't seen you forever. He's like, yeah, I live. He lives right by me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
He didn't see me.
Oh, you live at that part of Woodland Hills.
Hmm?
No, Mitch. Well, I ain't gonna say this place, but
yeah. I know where he lives.
He's over by Pierce that way.
Oh, he lives next to me.
You're further. I don't want to say where I'm at, but like
I know. Yeah, kinda.
I can walk to Pierce. Yeah. If he's near Pierce, that is across the street.
Are you that close to Pierce?
Oh, yes.
Both of y'all can walk to Pierce.
Mm. I'm right next
he,
to
Pierce. No, he
that.
Couldn't.
I love that area, bro.
It's not too far.
Nah, his is kind of further.
He must have moved it. No.
Because it's cross streets. He told me it's cross streets, and that's a hike. I mean, you could
I know where
walk,
he's at.
But it's a hike.
I know exactly where he's at, yeah.
Like, but yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I ain't seen him for. I was like, oh, that's why your
kid. Where'd you see him?
At in Calabasas.
Okay.
At the fish house.
Okay.
And I was like,
it was good fish?
Oh, how was it?
It's called Cotty like eating it. I just get the child. I don't really like big food like that.
Oh, they like fried, like soul food, your mama get down.
It's called something sit fish house. She just like the Cotty's on into the ambiance.
Okay.
The city. Every time we get lunch, it's in Calabasas. Let's go. They got a new Cuban spot. They got anything.
The rich folks.
Yeah. They got the good movie theater over there too.
The Cuban spot is fire though.
Drake moved. He left Calabasas.
Calabasas is so we're not in Cal because people be hearing because when I be telling people where I stay, they be like, oh, like that. I'm like, no, nigga, where I stay is normal. It's just the surrounding cities are bougie. So a lot of things we end up doing, whether it's the kids' sports, going to eat or whatever, is in them other neighborhoods.
Okay,
I don't live there.
Right,
I live very humbly.
People like Calabasas and it's boring as fuck, and I don't understand.
Well, that whole area is boring.
That's good. That's why people like it.
True.
When you have a family and shit like that, you ain't
boring
trying.
Is good. As you get older,
is
boring is fun. Yeah.
Nigga. It's fantastic.
You live over them like, you're gonna have a piece of shit town.
Chad, well, you right, like, you on the cusp. You got hot houses and then...
you right on a bubble.
You in the action.
Right? You gotta be a part of it. You gotta, oh, there's the, the siren
like
going
when,
on.
Like when the Dodgers won, I heard one firecracker.
I heard a ton.
I heard nothing. I heard nothing in the
me and Chaz are, what, 15 minutes away from each other?
No, they were.
I was like, Chaz, where Chaz is at, where it's like, Like, we're going to go further
I
down.
I think Chaz is like 10 for me. I'm in Encino.
Yeah, we're really close.
Yeah.
But, see, your city is more...
Yeah, they have a very bougie...
Well, here's a good thing about Encino is that, like, you're down. So it's like, oh, then I'm right here where you go like...
And then you pass Chaz, and mine's more like... Oh.
If you keep going west, if you go keep going north,
and then you
like,
keep going past me, and then it's what are you
what's
doing?
Funny about the valley in general is that if you're in the south, you're on Ventura is really nice. Then you go up to like the Van Nuys, you go like, oh, and
Van
then
Nuys
it gets
sketchy, bro.
And then, and then it gets Van nice again, sketchy, right? Then it gets nice.
Panorama City,
you hit like your Porter Ranch and shit like that, and your Mission Hills, and then you hit Sylmore, you're like, oh, it gets sketchy.
Yeah. Well, that's when you first start going, but then you go to Santa Clarita and you're like,
oh, it's nice again.
Wait, hold on, my side of the freeway in Sylmore is all right.
Sure.
But that's so small.
Your block.
You up in the away from the.
I see the explosion.
You can look down in Sylmar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like.
But
you
just hit a pocket, like, oh, what just happened?
But
where
in certain parts
I?
Of Van Nuys, you'd be like, this.
Nice.
Yeah.
There ain't no real nice spots.
No, Van Nuys got some nice parts, bro.
They do have some. But because it's changing quickly.
If you come off of Chandler, you got to go up a little bit, but there's so many dope houses right
there. They're kind of like off the side.
All up Chandler and Magnolia. Dog, no, Chandler.
Yeah, it's like there's some really nice over there. No.
That's North Hollywood.
Over
towards Van Nuys and Chandler. You got to come that way. West.
And it's nice over there?
Yes. There's big houses all up Chandler.
There's million-dollar houses. And not just
considered Valley Village.
Yeah.
Then over to Van Nuys.
Yeah. No, but those houses, even if your area code might change, them houses are still the same. Yeah.
No, I like where I'm at. I be feeling.
I remember when I lived in Van Nuys, I used to lie and be like, Sherman Oaks.
Then you get there, he said he lived in Sherman.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't Sherman Oaks. I live in Sherman Oaks.
I like where I'm at. I like it. But I do want to move. But that's what I'm trying to stack up so I can move. It'd be pockets. So when we went, like, I don't want to go to Porter Ranch because they don't have backyards.
I like Porter Ranch, though.
I like
what's
it.
What's your name,
Mr.
Porter Ranch? He got a nice backyard.
They have some good views, though.
Yeah.
But the views, they got great views, but it's like, when I say backyard, like, I want a I got kids. I want a backyard where we can hoop, run around.
Which house is legit for them boys?
Who?
Naeem. We don't want to say where people live.
So. Yeah.
Sorry.
But I've been to Naeem's. The backyard is good when you have little kids.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, they got to get. I mean, I ain't going to describe it. I ain't going to describe the house, but...
Yeah.
So, once they get older than the swing set.
Yeah.
Where I went to Trick or Treat, they didn't move to Porter Ranch because of the backyard. But his backyard, he got
your backyard's pretty big now, though, right?
That's what I'm saying.
The chickens.
And so I don't want to go back to a small backyard. I hoop with Keelan.
I seen y'all got a trampoline.
Hoop court. Keelan
got money.
No.
I was looking, I just went to get a trampoline by the basketball court. I was like, I got a little dough on him.
So I'm like, I want to go where when we went trick-or-treating, though, I was like, this is where, like, I'll tell y'all offset who live over there, but I was like, oh. So that's our determining factor. When we move into the forever home, it's the backyard. It's like, where can we throw stuff at the house? Where can we, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, all that, and some of the richer spots don't be having much backyard, or even the neighbors just like too
cluttered.
I don't want all that.
Sucks when you go somewhere like down south and see the yards they be having. You be like, I get it.
And be having price. Space.
Yeah,
that's why I don't know where my forever home's gonna be.
Neither, bro.
I do because we're from California. My mama here. Her mom about to retire. My dad, my brother, everybody, my family is all here.
My next house is my retirement.
Yeah,
forever.
We gonna be here. She been said that too. She was like, we ain't leaving. Where we going? It'd be different if we were like, I understand people who move here and be like, I want to get out because you know other. I don't know any other. I'm from the Bay. I live in LA. I don't know. All I know is expensive. All I know is, but I don't know. Yeah, when I'm in Atlanta and I'm on Zillow and I'm looking at it like, damn, I can get this for. I would be living like a king in Atlanta, but am I really going to move to Atlanta? No.
I was this close to going to Charlotte. I seen my mom's house in her backyard, and I was like, how much you pay for this? Man.
Oh, right. Yeah. It'd be appealing.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, and then when I'm going to see my people or when I'm going to, how many flights I'm going to have to take? I was like, I'm not leaving.
As you get older, you realize, I don't really see them that much.
I've been feeling like
three, four times a year.
I see mine all the time.
I don't really see my people a lot like that, but I'm just such a California person. Yeah.
once I go.
Yeah, what you talking about your COP? You go to the Bay every, you I always know. See it.
I don't. My kids are kids going to think about anymore. It. My
kids when is the last time you seen your dad?
My dad been in Thailand with his on vacation for like 4 months.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's on vacation.
Yeah, but I, you know what I mean? So
he lives there now. Yeah.
He's
a resident. He's paying taxes and shit.
Right. He be there. So
he's a resident.
I ain't been back to the Bay in a good minute. Like when I go back home, it feels different here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I just, I love LA. I love Cali.
I do too.
I love Cali. When I go to these other places, I'll be like,
but I don't take offense when people who not from here be like, ugh, right. I hate it here. I get it. The traffic, I get it. But when you from California, you just like, this is all I know.
Mm-hmm. It's better here.
It is, bro. It's
been to a lot of places, bro. It's better.
I'm like,
here.
I could sell my house. Buy a house down
no,
there.
No, financially, you're right. Yeah.
Buy a little boat.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Like, you're not wrong. Yeah.
For what I pay, you know the kind of crib I could have back in Michigan?
Right. I would be...
For my $2,000 a month?
I'd be seeing them houses in Dallas and shit. I'd be like, man, I could have a whole... My basement would be decked out. And just... I get it. But then,
and I have a Callie's that abusive husband you just can't leave.
Black eye. Bro, you know what's crazy?
Choked.
What's crazy
look
is that.
Yeah. Look at what he do for his kids.
The weather's so nice, though.
Yo, my apartments are still in LA. I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom for $2,000, right?
Yeah.
So I go like, I can't leave because I would never find a place this good. Even when we talked about moving, I said, I'm still going to keep renting this place. Yeah. I don't ever plan on leaving that because I would never find that anywhere else.
Oh, you got a great deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
And it has some issues.
Yeah,
right.
That's minor to a major.
Right, but I'm like,
that's unheard of. 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom
for $2,000.
Yeah, that's minor. That's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, you can't leave, bro.
And y'all been
everybody like we didn't hear the price at first. We was like, wait, what the fuck?
And y'all been there. It's not like, oh, it's run down. Yeah. I go like it's nice, it's solid. So I go like I would even. I'm saying like, I was saying y'all like we're never ever stopping.
You have to keep that place.
Now how you do upgrades and all that.
I don't know. We've been complaining, so we ain't gonna ask them yet.
Yeah. I mean, y'all be like,
I'm sure they probably want you to leave.
I'm sure. Oh, I
know. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. So they can jack them prices.
That's
now.
1-bedroom prices.
Bro, you ain't got to tell me. That's how much I pay for. I don't pay $2,000, but I'm at like $1,500 for a studio.
But you've been there for a minute then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even that.
Yeah, $1,500. Like, that's a good price.
They be killing us out here. Because
I couldn't believe that we got that place. I was like, it's got to be all kind of issues and roaches. Yeah. And I was just like, God, it's so goddamn.
They'd be like, now it comes with a nigga sitting on your porch.
That's fine. Yeah. How's it?
You're going to have somebody sitting on your porch.
That's fine.
You know, it's gonna...
One or two niggas a day, not a problem.
Nah, we ain't. Yeah, like, I asked her where she wanted to go. And she was like, we not leaving this area. Like, I like it over there, like, a lot. Like, I got some friends that are... Matter of fact, Lance just moved down here, finally.
Oh, for real?
And he 10 minutes from me.
About time, Lance. Welcome to the SoCal.
He 10 minutes. I don't know if he moved, but he got a spot because he's out here so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he 10 minutes from me. I was like,
he in with the Kings.
Somebody else hit me up. And he was like, man, I'm looking for a spot. I was like, bro, I love it over here. Like, it's because I feel like we're right where we need to be as far as distance.
I don't like how far it is from Hollywood at times.
But we be going at night, so I don't be caring.
Yeah.
I care. You know I want to get more in. I'm trying to get to Valley Village.
I wouldn't mind
being
more in.
NoHo.
I like it.
Valley Village is they're so expensive, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Studio City, Valley Village.
I don't want
to
be
that. That would be the perfect place
to
live.
Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Sherman Oaks is as far as I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to
be
inside the city. I want to get back closer.
Yeah.
I want to be in the city, bro.
I want to be.
I'm not an out guy either. Bro.
I'm suburbs. Suburbs McGee, and I'd be like, I like.
Where were you at? Well, we'll talk. Okay,
and you know what I like? I like how not only convenient everything is. Everything is 5 to 10 minutes everywhere we got to be. Kids' school, sports, clothing stores, blah blah. Right. But also like all the Black people who live around me are all
doing something.
And I'm like. These are the connections
Drug
and friends
dealers.
I'm making staying out here.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody moving. People keep moving and more people. This is my man's and he do this. And then you meet and he do this. So I'm going to link y'all. And y'all. So that's what I like about it too. I'm like, I'm meeting all
community.
These Black. The community of Black people I'm meeting out there. I'm like, I'm staying here. And it's just. And like when I go out
ain't
to eat.
No Black people by me.
Who I see. You know what I mean? Yeah, nah, that's why we left, bro. That's part of the reason why we left.
Spanish. Hey, my friend.
That's part of the reason why we left because we didn't like. it was grimy, and then like we were just like, nah, man, we gonna get out of here.
I don't. There's nothing but either.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, Mexicans that own ranches.
What you got against
me.
Mexicans,
well, you
bro?
What you got against Mexicans, bro?
Well, in my community, it's nothing but Filipinos and a couple of Africans. Not black people, but Africans.
Oh.
All right.
I don't know where you're from.
Craig. Craig up there, though. Craig is up there.
Wait, Craig, he ain't close to where you used to be?
No. Oh, he's okay. On the other side. So from here, he's on the other side. And up.
Okay.
So you like we exit and go left. He exit and go right. And then you just keep going up hills. And like he said, people who own land.
Craig by the mountain lions.
He owns. Yes.
I see bobcats some mornings. Yeah. Deer.
They own where he's at. They own because we used to drive up there when we were looking, and they own like land.
Yeah, determines your money, the wildlife you see.
They have horses and stuff over there, bro.
I might be weird, bro, but I don't care to. I would own a house just for the financial, but I've never really had a goal of being like a homeowner outside of the finance responsibility of it. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, this is gonna grow and you can pass.
I heard he had equity and all that.
So like I get it.
He's
for
saying
that
outside
sake.
Of that.
Yeah, outside of that, I was like, I've never been like, oh, I want to be like this is the big house. Like I've never been.
I grew up.
I'm
like
getting
that.
To a point where I don't like apartment neighbors.
Yeah. I feel you though.
Or condo.
Or a nigga sitting on your porch. Yeah, like it'd be stuff like that.
It'd be little stuff like that. You'd be like, you know what? I need my own shit.
It'd be little shit. Like we grew up, we lived in apartments until I was 10.
Yeah.
And then we moved out to Antioch, got the house. And once we started doing that, I was like, this is life. Right here. And then because Cotty wasn't about the suburb life at first. She wanted to be more inland. City, because she grew up in San Francisco in the hustle and bustle, right? Fillmore.
Yeah, she in the
you know
city,
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's a lot going on.
It's a lot,
you know?
It's a lot going on in Fillmore.
So when we were in Koreatown, she didn't mind it. And I was just like, nigga, it's a lot going on. Every day.
Koreatown is hectic.
Is a mess.
Traffic is
bro.
Crazy.
Well, that is
the
epitome of.
Bro.
The parking is small.
There
yeah.
ain't
a,
no
that's
parking.
A problem
no,
area.
It's like
yeah.
no every day. I don't want to hear the pimp every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning, that's how I wake up. Yeah. Bitch, get up every morning.
Yeah, Koreatown.
Because they would drop them off right across the street by
ice
the post office.
Over there. That's a different.
That's different.
Which is
actually ironic, bro. Drop off hoes at the post office. Delivery. You know what I mean? But every day they drop them off at the post office. Get out there, bitch.
Yeah, Koreatown.
Car crashes every day.
All
like,
the
I was
time.
Like,
oh,
so we
out
moved
there.
Out
bumper
there.
Cars.
Now the valley's as city as it gets.
Yeah. So she went. We did the Sylmar thing, and she was like, okay. But then we moved here. She was like, yeah, I'm. And now she's the out the window. What are they doing in our line? Like,
yeah, once you get that calm,
she's,
bro.
Birds, you know, like, and she likes going out and seeing. Going to these restaurants, seeing she just, you know, you see
this is
people
my,
will be doing, you know.
This is my problem with life getting better is that you start caring about more dumb shit.
So much
I see the stuff that my mom cares about, or y'all be like, y'all good fucking life. They're both oldest of five from the projects. I grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah.
They're both some hood people. And now that their lives are a little easier, they be caring about the smallest of shit.
Yeah, for real.
I'll be like, y'all, this is what y'all concerned about during the day. I'm gonna write them an email. You got time.
That's what happens. You end up just like, I got mad.
Who are you people?
I got mad because somebody's like, their side of the back, you know, the side. If you live on a corner, we can see your side in your backyard. And I got mad at they weeds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they don't just trim this, this is outrageous. This is outrageous.
Like,
and
I got
can see
it
in their backyard.
Good.
And I was like, yeah, they got
property value.
It's they shit.
Yeah. Every time they start complaining about something good, I'm like, y'all got the best problems I ever heard of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is this is too cold? This freezer just too cold?
it just happens because you get used to it and you're like, this is not, I like this.
Yeah.
And then so you get bougie. But I be telling her, like, relax. Because she literally be like, how long is that car been out there? And I'm like, sit your ass. Go sit down somewhere. I just don't want it parked in front of our house.
One
like,
of those.
That's how my dad is. He can't stand a car in front of that house.
TV. My uncle got mad over trash cans with Todd in his neighborhood. He can't put his trash cans in front of... like, nigga, you don't own the streets. Like, bro.
I'd be like, man, the cats got out there. They got, because it's the same energy. They'd be like, oh, I'm hustling, busting. I was like, I need something to, I still got it.
I like, especially down. The older I get. Like DC said, you get older and you don't want nobody hearing you, right. Sharing a wall with you or whatever. You'd be like, man, hell no. You know, I'm good. And then you can't help but if you around other people, like I said, we go to somebody's house that's having a barbecue. I see they shit. I'm like, nigga, I would like this as well. You know what I mean? Like, you can't help it. If you're around it all the time, you're going to be like,
yeah,
condo, the company you keep inspires you to get more shit. You know what I mean?
Condo
I
like, apartment, condo problems and apartment problems is be everybody problem. Yeah. So there's no hot water. Nobody got hot water.
Yeah.
Like, why I got to deal with this shit?
Or if they flood.
Yeah, I don't even be here
shit.
Like that. Why I come back? And there's some shit going on. Right.
If somebody, you think about it, somebody above you, they apartment flood, that's your problem.
Right. Well, I got to do it.
That'd be the part that does bother me.
Arch are there underneath us.
I'm good. I'm going
to
be all right.
Or if you live with a family next to of a certain nationality and they cook certain food, that smell is now in your house.
It be smelling
good,
though. Y'all don't
like
it.
Nah.
Y'all like Indian food? I already know where you're going.
Whoa.
Y'all don't like curry?
Whoa.
I already know what you racists are saying. They got the loudest food.
That was
the loudest.
If you talk about
that was
any
so
food,
racist, Chaz.
Indian food is the loudest food.
I don't think you ever smelled a fish fry.
Well, but how often are you loud. Fish frying?
Depends on the apartment.
Depends on the I become that guy, man. I be recruiting too, and that's how it happens. Now I know how it happens. Somebody goes out and they were, because my boy neighborhood, I was like, where do black people come from? And he was like, oh man, we just met each other. I was like, no, you've been recruiting. And I'm like, I know it because that's what I do. Like, everybody was like, oh, you need to come out here, bro.
Yeah.
Come stay over. Nah, it's nice over here. Come stay overnight. That's what black people do. Yeah. They get the neighborhood.
Come over,
recruiting.
It's cool.
That's
man. How you got to bring the family.
Yeah, like, come on, hey, come over here, bro. Sense. Start recruiting over here, man.
And when they go, this is nice, I go, like, I hate the suburbs.
You guys be coming and walking in my neighborhood. I hate one of you guys.
One
your
of
apartment
us.
Guys be coming over, taking walks through my neighborhood.
Manifest it.
Take it back over to your building.
Dreaming.
One day.
No, you won't. Get out of here.
Holding hands.
Hey, man, how much is the... get your ass out of here.
That's what you do.
Police literally did that shit to me in my own neighborhood. Down the street. Literally, I was walking down the street. I was just like, man, I'm going to just take a walk. And I was like, I had a feeling. I was like, man, I need to go home. I was like, they not going. This ain't for me. Like, I'm not supposed to be here.
No,
I'm literally
not.
On the street that I live on. Police pull up. Hey, man, what you doing?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I had my camera with me. And I was like, I was just been, you know, taking pictures of like the neighborhood. Not taking pictures of people's houses, but just like general stuff I see. He was like, oh, you got like a permit or anything? I was like, no, I was just, you know, just
what the fuck
going
I need
around
a permit for?
That's crazy.
Because the camera's not like small either, but it's not like a rig. I was like, all right, like, you know, permit. I get like a, you know, whatever. He's like, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, whatever. But he like kind of watched me as I was like walking up the street. I was like, dog, I live up the street.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm walking, like, less than a mile, I live up the street. But this area of the neighborhood is like houses.
Yeah.
But where I'm at is more apartments. So they're like, but it's literally just two blocks. So I was like, man, this is the shit I be
talking
about.
What happens is when people live in a certain spot, you recognize the faces. Mm-hmm. And we see a face you don't recognize or somebody that don't fit.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
who
is this? Mm-hmm. And that's what ends up happening. You'd be like, they don't live here, because you start knowing people familiar just from seeing them or whatever, and then you'd be like,
I mean, very very true, but also to be like,
I got,
that's wild. That's still wild.
I got profile for sure. That's what it was. It was like, all right, he's
big
a black
facts.
Man, all black camera. What the?
What are you doing?
Yeah,
here?
What is he doing? It was midday too, and it was like, oh, we were getting calls about. So I was like, oh,
no, we weren't getting no calls.
Nah. You're just trying to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Which, hey, they could have came up on some, get your black ass on the ground. So there's that.
I knew I just sensed it. I was like, man, let me take my ass
on. Yeah.
Let me just go. I used to do the walks through the communities and look at the Halloween and the Christmas decorate. Now people come through our neighborhood.
Yeah, your neighborhood.
Do you decorate?
It's quiet. Not recently. After the kids left, I was like, fuck that.
Well, you had is hella quiet.
Super
it's quiet.
I can hear a Prius pull up on my block.
Yeah. Damn. It's quiet, bro.
Seriously, from my bedroom, I can hear if it's coming up the street. I'm like,
it's hella quiet. Like, yours is quieter than
it's either
mine.
Either them
for
or
sure.
The Jetsons.
Well, you live on a busy street.
mine. But we have the soundproof, so it ain't loud in the house.
You
like,
live
we
on
don't
a
hear
major
nothing.
Street.
That's why I want to leave. That's why I want to get and move into the...
The Forever House.
The Cut, yeah, The Cut. Because right around the corner, man, The Cut, don't nobody be in there. It's quiet. I be walking through there all the time, going my little walks. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I like
how,
that.
How you doing?
I be in my flip-flops, like, just walking through the community. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Great morning, isn't it? How's the weather?
I don't talk to apartment neighbors.
Come on, man.
I see them on the street.
How at us, you know?
You APTs.
Come on. We're a community, man.
I know we're not.
Like I said, there's like, I think there's 8 or 9 apartments in ours, and we're not all tight, but we all talk.
You call it an apartplex or an apartment building?
I call it an apartment building. I guess it's more of an apartplex. Is that better?
We
ain't a 16.
Because we didn't want to live in just a bunch of, like, those mega apartment building. Like, I was like, hell no, I'm not about to walk a mile, and then they have to go up 16 different elevators. I was like, that shit is crazy.
They're not that common out here, though.
I feel like all the ones
I've lived in for the most, the one I had before this was very small, like 12
yeah,
units.
They used to be something small. Like in Atlanta, it'd be a fucking city of apartments. Like, seriously. Yeah. And the same thing with, like, subdivisions. All the houses will look exactly the same. Yeah. Like,
they have those out here, the track homes and shit like that. But the apartments by where I'm at is the big community apartment. Like, it's big, and I'd be like, I wonder how much it costs to live in there, because it'd be
It looks expensive, be new ones.
Bro. One bedroom is anywhere
like
from
that,
35.
Like the ones by Topanga.
I know people to live in those.
I'm like, this got to be about 3. Yeah.
I'd be in those apartments. Mm-hmm.
What you be doing in there? Fucking.
DC, where you at, bro?
That was the last.
You.
We're done. Oh. I got to go to my neighborhood.
We got some
LA
stuff coming up. Improv Ontario, December 5th through the 8th. And then if you catch this date for Richmond, Virginia, November 17th, one nighter at the Carpenter Theater for the Wild Child Tour with Marlon Wayans.
Let's make sure we mention Raleigh Durham.
Dude, I did not catch that on the left.
Durham. Oh, no, you stopped before.
November 16th. Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham. Not even Raleigh. Durham. November 16th. Get your tickets. Get your tickets now. Especially Durham, because that show damn near is going to... Both these shows should be selling out. So get your tickets now. Don't wait till we get there and start being like, hey, man, there ain't no tickets left. I'm like, you right. There ain't no tickets left.
Dumb bitch. Was that what you're going to say? At the end
I'm going to say that too.
Okay. My bad.
At Craig Wayne's on everything. The city's DC said, let's get it.
Yeah.
And hit us up with some food spots, too.
Yeah. Some good food. Or bring some food.
Oh.
Not handmade.
Are you
going to
eat strangers cooking? Are you going to eat it?
No, make sure it's wrapped.
Put some foil on it.
No. If somebody brought you homemade cookies and stuff, are you eating it?
After they eat it. You go ahead and bite that. Then I'll nibble it.
What if they got the antibodies already, though? still get you.
If they used to it.
They used to it, bro.
Them cookies coming in sometimes. They smell good.
They used to it. They don't bother them.
I'm afraid that I'll start going places and they'll bring me cheesecake and I'm going to eat it all. And I don't know what's going to be in this bitch.
You're going to wake up in somebody's bed getting hot.
Hell yeah. Someone's like, I made you a Biscoff peanut butter cheesecake. I'm getting date rape, bro. I'm in here. I was like, you guys got me. You got me, baby.
Welp.
I always knew I wanted to go out somewhere.
I just fall asleep ass
Biscoffs
up. Sure.
I didn't know the Biscoffs were that good, bro.
And the cheesecake. Yo made that for one of those burgers. Crazy, bro. Crazy. You got me. That's the easy way to drug me. If you want to clap my cheeks, cheesecake Biscoff. Wow. And they're yours.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You won't even tell. Just let it happen.
I think you can record it.
Wow. Post it.
Record it. Let it go viral, baby. You got me. You got me. That's the best goddamn cheesecake I've ever had.
I'm like, is that Chaz?
That's me.
There's a cheesecake.
I'll be doing a video on my. So that's me actually right here getting my cheese
pounded.
Yeah. November 15th, I am in Pasadena with Shantae Wayne.
It's tomorrow.
I am doing the Uncensored Comedy with Shantae Wayne. Get your tickets at the Ice House. The website.com. Something like that.
I don't know.
Moyo wants some cheesecake now.
Hey, you know the price.
You know the price. tonight, I will be at the House of Comedy in Bloomington, Minnesota, Minneapolis area, Twin Cities area. Get your tickets. I'll be here Monday through Sunday. I mean, sorry, Thursday through Sunday. KeonPoly.com on everything to get the tickets for my last shows for the year. Because next year, we'll talk about that next episode. I don't think I'm going out, man. So get your tickets. Wildly Inappropriate is out. Wildly Inappropriate Podcast is out. Go to the YouTube channel to check that out. Me, Keenan Baker, Gary Anderson. My Linktree has all the links to all these stuff I'm talking about. And we'll see y'all next week. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry, me and Deion are going to live at 2-ish. I got to get downtown, so we'll see how long it takes. But we'll go live when I get down there for Lacaroni and Chaz. Good folks.
All right, man. Hey. All right, y'all. Yeah. Be easy.
We out.
Let me go pick up my insurance.